All right, we in now.
Blog Talk Radio.
Diane says she's trying to call, but got to get out the call. Hold on, I got you coming in, babe. Hold on. Let me go and get back up in here. Yeah, now I think this is a conversation that needs to be had, man. And, you know, like I said, if a lot of these gynocratic dudes don't want to bring it up and talk about it, I'll be the one to talk about it.
I'm new to this term, gynocratic, Mike. Break it down for me.
Know what gyno is.
I know what gyno is.
Right. It's just a gynocracy. Basically, where all of the political structuring is structured around women.
Okay, gotcha.
You see what I mean? 515-605-9708. Give us a call, Diane. Real dude uprising say we haven't been working together. The woman has said she don't need a man's help, and we're here together. And here we are. Together was when we respected and valued each other's roles. Exactly. And for the last 40, 50 years, maybe even 60, what have men gone through? Publicly being told how we're not good enough. Publicly being told what we don't do. Being criticized, scrutinized. But then when you try to turn that on its head, then all of a sudden, you got all these fucking terms for what you are as a man. You're a misogynist. You hate women. You know what I'm saying? You all X, Y, and Z. You see what I mean? But then we can't sit back and even hold women accountable. You just had this woman, this old 71-year-old woman. Now, she old enough to know better.
Very much so.
You're old enough to know better, and you old enough to know what a good mother is and what isn't. Those words should have never came out of your mouth talking about this motherfucking girl. Never. That's right there. It's indicative of that. I'm sorry. Getting my words tied up.
No, you got I'm mad, Mike.
That's fucked up. That's not cool, man.
She might be scared of the lady herself, Mike.
Man, that bitch finna
because
be under the jail.
That's the kind of...
She finna be under the jail. There's nothing else to be afraid of.
But that's the kind of thing you say. You give props to people you're afraid of. You know you be lying the whole time.
Now she brown-nosing.
Yeah, that's what
I mean,
she
but
doing.
To say that this lady was a pretty good mother or could have been a pretty good mother, and I'm going to be honest, it's a lot of gynocratic dudes out here, too. Because that lady that killed her son in Chicago, that's what the boy father said. Well, she was a good mother. I don't understand. How the fuck can you say that? You burying your 12-year-old, dude. You burying your 12-year-old. And you can say she's a good mother?
Ridiculous.
You do
and I'm
some
down
shit
to know
like
if
that,
this man has...
All bets are off. We got Diane.
I wonder if he has kids of his own, Mike.
Who?
This man, the mother's boyfriend. I wonder if he has any biological children of his own by other women. Because he's not going to kill his child.
Nah, probably not. His child probably safe somewhere in Odessa.
Safe and sound.
Right, safe and sound. He's just beating up the little black kid, killing them.
Hey, yo, Mike. Yo. Hey.
What up, Diane? How you doing?
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen.
My goodness. What are we talking about?
Man, you know what we're talking about.
I saw the story, and I don't know the whole story about those children that were.
I'm gonna be honest. I got more stories about more children.
Yeah,
this is happening
at
endemic level right now.
Yeah,
we
it
just
is.
Had a woman
and it
up
needs
a
to
story
stop. And I'm so proud of you, and I'm so glad you're bringing it to my awareness and everybody else's.
Well, thank you.
But
thank
it's
you.
it's a deeper problem than that, I think, because, you know, we can look at it like this atrocity that happened, which it is. And I used to not could have sympathy for the people that committed such atrocities, but I have to ask myself now, what happened to them that they're doing this, you know. So not to excuse it, but I'm just saying that that people in general need to be healed. You know, that's not okay to have not value a human life, a child's life especially. But what brought that person to the point where they were allowed themselves to do that? Because that's where it needs to, that's where we need to heal. The people who are committing these things, why are they doing that? You know, we need to have more empathy and compassion to these people because we want that to stop.
But I think
it's like they say, hurt people.
But I think it starts in the
home.
Right. And I think that starts in the home. And I'm going to be honest, I'm not saying it don't start in homes with fathers. I'm not saying it don't start in homes that have fathers present. But it's usually the father doing it if it's in that house. It ain't some other motherfucker coming from outside doing that to anybody's man.
You see
what I'm saying?
Well, then when you have two unhealed people, though, when you have an unhealed woman looking for a man, and they've been hurt by men, but they attract these unhealed men who do these things, and they allow it to continue to happen because they're not healed, that's how that happens. But everybody has to take their power back and take responsibility for what they're doing.
Right.
You know, even though I might have been hurt in the past, okay, I can't allow that to let me make choices that are continuing to pass that on. But that's
right.
Hard to come to. You know, people don't just come to that. So we have to help people come to that.
But at some point in time, I'll say this, the sociopaths are made. They're not really born. They're made.
Mm-hmm.
And they're usually made in the house. And, you know, at a certain point in time, I get the compassionate aspect of it. But right now, it's time to get some ass. It's time to get our pounds.
No, for sure. Right. Yep. Lock them up. Knock them out. Hit them where it hurts. Take them out. Because you got to protect the children first.
And I'm going to be honest. This is actually a basis for sterilization programs. I'm for it. Some people should be not allowed to have children.
Yeah. Well, they're not prepared.
I can say that loud and proud.
What hurts me most is that these children were autistic, so they didn't know any better. This is the life that they know at such a young age. I don't even realize that they're being mistreated. They think this is a way of life problem, which is why it took them so long to probably ask for help.
Right. And if this is a way of life through your formative years, what kind of adult do you think you're going to create?
Right.
Yeah.
If this is the way of
that just breaks my heart. There are so many people. Because we, No. We need to think outside of our lives. And this is everyone in the world. Everyone matters. Just as much as my children matter to me, other people's children should matter to me as well. Right.
That's right.
We can't disconnect from each person's importance in this world. But people do that. We do that. We're like, this is mine. That's not my problem. But then, you know, and then we disregard it because these people are so, like, you know, hurt people hurt people. And so, but we have to be proactive. We have to be courageous, and we have to face our own shadow work, our own trauma. Because maybe not everybody, but a lot of us have things that have happened that we can say, that happened to me and I'm just going to be mad about it, you know, and not heal from it. But
my trauma is where it is, left in the past. As long as I'm alive, I look at other people who have worse things going on than me and I can't complain. That's how I keep myself.
I mean, that works for you, Mike. That works for you. That's cool. That's great. But, you know, everything is different. It's individualized, and people internalize it differently. So it's up to each person to acknowledge it. Because a lot of times people who have been traumatized don't even acknowledge it. They just cope. But then it turns into some dysfunction. So it's a matter of just like allowing people to say, okay, you're not going to be shamed any further because of this. We're going to acknowledge it, and we're going to love you, and you're going to heal. And that's going to help people heal and quit doing this to each other, you know? That's where I'm at.
Right.
That's what I think. When I see people behave like that, I'm like, I can't understand how anyone could do that. You know, they must. And honestly, I'm just going to throw this out there. There's this book that my brother bought for all of us for Christmas about 5 years ago, and it's The Shack, and it's horrible. It's the worst story in the world. But it changed my life as far as the way I was able to have compassion for people who did the most horrible things to people. Because
right.
God loves them all.
What's the name of the book?
It's called The Shack.
The Shack. I'm going to look for that.
Okay.
The Shack.
Like,
please do. Yeah, do it. Yeah.
S-A-G-Q? Like, Shaquille?
Say again?
The S-H-A-Q?
No. It's like a shed, like a shack. S-H-A-C-K. The Shack.
Right, cool.
The Shack.
There we go.
Yeah. I checked out on A Pale Horse, too. I haven't read it yet, but I've got it on my Audible, Mike. I'm going to check it out.
Check that out, man. We're going to be living it here in a few, so get to it soon.
Hey, I love y'all so much. I love y'all.
So you too,
Diane. Thank
you, Diane.
Good night.
All right. Y'all have a good night. I'll talk to y'all soon.
All right, you too, Nami.
You too, Diane.
All right, bye.
Bye. Diane checking in on I understand where she's coming from, and I understand.
Yes, me too.
You know her thoughts, but I think that's the difference between, like I said, I would handle things a little bit differently with them folks, because once you start hurting other people, I don't care what the hell you've been through, you gotta go. That's just how
and it all depends on the person, because if you've been there and you've been abused, you know how it feels. So why do you want to put somebody else through that?
Right.
It depends on the person. It's just like a child that two children may grow up in an alcoholic home. One child may become an alcoholic because that's all that they saw. And the other child saw what it did to the parents, and they decided they hate alcohol.
Right.
So I think it just basically depends on the person's mindset.
That's why dysfunction is a 50% fail rate, even if you do everything 100% right. Dysfunctional environments are still going to lead to a 50% fail rate, and that's the best you can do. But this isn't something that's just with this situation with this woman in Houston. See, because you had a girl last week, what was her name, Livy J? She killed herself, took her kids, and she didn't take her kids with her. Thank God. You had another lady that jumped off of a 190-foot building with her two kids because she didn't want to leave her kids. See, all of this postpartum and all of these mental conditions that are put in, that are thrown out, all of a sudden now we got to hear about everybody's mental condition that they never went to get any help for. Look, if you don't get any help for it, if you choose to not get any help for it, don't bring that shit up as a defense when you do something crazy. Don't bring it up as a defense when you do something crazy. Don't do it.
How old were these kids, Mike? Were they small kids?
Yeah, they were small kids. Yeah. What's this lady's name? I'll let you see it. Jumps off building. Might be hard to find because she was a white chick. So, you know, them stories get buried relatively quickly. But it's almost similar to the Susan Smith story.
Oh, yeah.
Let me Google it. Hold on.
Remember that man who threw his kids off the bridge? Was that in Mobile?
Yep.
Some years ago?
Yep. This was October 13th. New York City woman jumps from 19th floor with her two kids. What I'm telling you is you can't find stuff like this. You got to go overseas sites to find this stuff.
Hmm.
Mother 39 who jumped to her death with her 5-year-old daughter from the roof of a friend's New York City apartment was depressed after a divorce. This ain't the same story. No, this isn't it. Let me make sure I got the right date. Hold on. No, this isn't the right one. But this did happen in early January 2021 as well. I don't know how you click on something and then it goes to something else. It's ridiculous. Okay, this wasn't New York. This was in Moscow.
Oh, okay.
This was in Moscow. She took her 2 kids with her. That's why you can't find it over here. But then you had the Susan Smith chick back in the day.
Yes.
You know, you had Susan Smith back in the day. Let me take this up off of here, man, because this is slowing my internet down. I'm freezing up and stuff. Let me get up off of here. Hold on. Uh-oh. Took the phone down, though. Man, these tech difficulties. All right, let me get back in there. There we go. All right.
I wonder if they're going to make bond, Mike. They don't look like they would have the means to come up with that kind of money, but you just never know.
The motherfuckers ain't got no money. But you may have a bunch of people. You may have a bunch of people that do some stupid shit like a GoFundMe.
Who would GoFundMe for something so a crime so heinous to get somebody out of jail? They would have to be just as sick as that mother and her boyfriend to get them out.
People do that shit as sick jokes. Mike, I totally believe men and women need to heal and be as one. No patriarchy or matriarchy. Equal.
I agree with Diane on that note. That's what I was saying, too. I think so, too, Mike.
We'll arm wrestle for it.
I think it can be done. We'll arm wrestle for it.
Let's do equal.
Well, you know if we arm wrestle for it, the man is 9 times out of 10 going to win because by nature you guys are stronger than us.
That lets you know there's no such thing as equality. Equality only exists in math problems.
But why does it have to get so bad for men to want to step up and be a patriarch instead of us being a matriarch? Why do we have to get to this?
Because this is what the matriarchy has brought. It's been a matriarchy since the 60s. It's been a matriarchy since the 60s. Since the sexual revolution, women have gotten a chance to do what the hell they want to do and pay no cost for it. No, zero cost. Now, a woman can have sex, get pregnant, kill every baby she get pregnant with. As a man, if I have sex and impregnate a woman and she want to keep it, I'm stuck.
You have to pay child support.
I have to pay child support. So women have been able to run amok for the past 50, 60 years. Sex crimes have gone up since feminism. Since the sexual revolution, sex crimes have gone up. Danger for women. Women are way more unprotected than they were back in the day. This is what women wanted. So then why would we come back when fixing society is ultimately going to be on us? If we want it fixed, men are going to have to take society back and fix it. So why would we come to the negotiating table? Why? Why do we need to negotiate?
But, Mike, you have to remember that it was a man that committed this heinous crime. So where does he fit
in? It was a woman that let the Grim Reaper in the house over her children.
That's true. But
that man didn't just walk in the house and start beating up her kids.
They are both equally wrong. But I fought her. Hey. Even though he did the crime, I fought her a little bit more because it was her responsibility to be the protector of those kids.
She's the mother. You the strong woman. You the strong mother and all this shit that women claim to be. You the mother and the father. You hear all this stupid shit come Father's Day and Mother's Day. You see what I'm saying? Oh, congratulations, girl. You the mama and the daddy of these 4 kids, 2 in prison, 1 a prostitute, the other one trying to do something with his or her life. You see what I'm saying? So we're celebrating mediocrity like a motherfucker. I don't know how else to say it. We just are. We just are. She let these folks in her house over her kids. I feel a certain way about that, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I see, you know, I've seen situations of things that's happened to kids because women make stupid decisions and they desperate and hard up for dick. I've seen a woman leave her kids at home so she can go to the club to try to get a dude. I ain't never seen none of my homeboys do that. If they got the kids, they got the kids. Hey, man, we're going to skip out on the club. We're going to Chuck E. Cheese tonight because we got the kids. I don't know. Like I said, I might get a lot of blowback for saying what I'm saying. But I feel like it need to be said.
You have a right. You have a right to feel how you feel, so you shouldn't get no blowback.
Look, all this talk of equality, we don't negotiate with terrorists. We don't negotiate with terrorists.
You didn't play our thing tonight. And maybe it's not appropriate to play it tonight, Mike.
Oh, it's coming on. You talking about for our new sponsor?
No, the F the key.
Oh. Hey, look. I know I say this.
That man is a product of a poor environment. There's absolutely nothing wrong with him. I can prove it.
Of course there's something wrong with him.
He's a Negro.
Yeah, but I meant to hit this one.
Now come on in the house and say bye to Charlene and the kids.
Fuck them kids.
Fuck the kids?
Yeah. Fuck the kids. Fuck the kids.
That's what Lil Nas X said,
F
y'all kids.
But and they celebrate him. He got his own day. So I'm trying to get my own day too, so fuck y'all kids. How about that?
Yeah, you gotta be a radical.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Hey, Diane said that's the patriarchy. She's looking for a king but doesn't know she's a queen. I mean, can't nothing make you a queen but a king. We can go in that discussion too.
That's not true, Mike. You can be a queen without a king.
No, you can't. If you a queen, it's because your husband a king or your daddy was the king. It's the only way you're going to make it. The only way you're going to make it. Challenge me. Anybody.
I don't agree.
Huh?
I believe you could be a queen without having a king.
You can't. You can't. Unless your king died and you a widow. But there's no way. It doesn't even work like that in the royals. Does it?
And that's probably why I hear they're getting ready to get rid of the monarchy. Is that true?
Hey, good luck. They need to.
Yeah, I think they're going to try to do away with it. It's going to be hard, though, probably.
They need to, and they can start by looking at us getting rid of it. We need to get rid of the monarchy because we got a fake-ass monarchy with a bunch of fake kings and queens running around here, and we doing the stupidest shit ever. Hate to bust everybody bubble. But a lot of things that's going on ain't king or queen shit. It's just not. Not taking care of your kids is not king shit.
Horrible.
Not taking care of your kids is not queen shit. See, people think that they see. People want to attach value to something that's not valuable. So we like to hide our insecurities behind a bunch of big ass words instead of dealing with our insecurity. I'm not a king. Not going to ever say I'm a king until I become a king of something. But I'm not doing that to make myself feel better.
I'm not saying that
to make myself feel better. I'm just not. Got Diane back on the line.
I'm back.
What up, Diane?
Hey. Hi, y'all. Oh, my gosh. I had to call back. This is intense.
Yeah.
It's so... I got to say this, Mike. It's true. I mean, okay. So I've been divorced for 8 years. a single woman, and my kids were 14, 10, and 5 when I got a divorce. And so I had to get a job, buy the house, do the stuff, you know, to secure our life. So
right. That's
how I feel like I am a queen without a king, because I did that. But, you know, I mean, right? So, but it doesn't mean to say that I don't want a king in my life, that my kids, we wouldn't all be better off if we had a mutual relationship.
Hey, you did a great thing, but I don't want to offend you, but where do you think the queen had to get a job at to do anything to secure for her family? The queen was automatically handed that down. That's all I'm saying. It sounds good.
Wait. What do you mean handed it down? By who?
Huh?
What do
you
mean
say what?
Handed that job down by what? What?
What I'm saying is, I understand what you're saying, what you had to do. You know, going to get the job, securing a home, and doing things like that. But that's still not a queen. The words
okay,
mean
why not?
Something.
But I mean,
titles mean
but,
something. Words and titles mean something. Kings and queens, that stuff means something. We can't start throwing it around.
Someone who fights to secure their property, their possession, their kingdom, their queendom. I mean, when you have that security that you've procured for yourself, what do you define as a kingdom or a queendom?
Let's go with your path of logic. If you have if you've secured your kingdom or queendom, then who become your subjects? Is that your family?
No.
Right.
Well, in theory,
yeah, that's
yes.
What I'm saying.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Who are your subjects?
You know, there's freedom in my kingdom, in my queendom. So, you know, I mean,
right.
it's for them. My democracy is, you know, it is to secure their sense of security.
Right.
Know? And so that's why I haven't had anyone in my life for 8 years. So, you know what I mean? Like, I did it for myself, but I was able to do that. I had that option somewhat because I was able to, because I've learned to work for it my whole life, but also because I was in a position to be given that. I've recognized that. I had friends that knew people in a company. I was able to get a job that was able to give me the income that I needed to do what I needed. You know, so I was given an advantage to be able to do that. And so some people don't have the advantages that I had to do that, which makes it harder for them, which is why we have to have compassion for them too.
But I mean, I get that. But when it comes to the kid, why can't you just, you're just mom. I'm just dad. I'm not King Mike. I'm dad. That's my position.
You can be King Mike.
You're an awesome. You're a great guy, Mike.
I'm her palace. Mike, you are the king of your home where you and Amber are. You are the king of your own throne, your own home.
Y'all want to guess where my throne located?
And Amber is the queen.
Y'all want to guess what throne I sit on? The only throne I sit on. See, I don't want to give
up. Don't even go there. Don't even go there.
I don't want to give
up. But see, Mike, you're a different person, Mike. You're a fair person, and you're a good person, okay? But there are other men in the world that are hurt and unhealed in ways that you're not, okay, who have been abusive toward women in ways that you're not. So those men need healing as well, is what I'm trying to say, because it's not good.
Hold that thought. On another caller with us, okay? I'm adding somebody to me. 720, who we got on the line?
It's your boy, Real Dude Uprising. What's going on?
Real Dude Uprising. What's happening? Hey, we got a healthy debate going on tonight. So this is where it starts. Diane, the Real Dude Uprising. Real Dude Uprising, Diane.
Hey.
Look, when we say king and queen, it is true and above our opinion that those titles mean something. See, the problem is people think they have a kingdom mentality or a kingdom situation, when what they actually have is a villager situation. Getting what you need for your family and shelter and protection, that's village mentality. But nobody wants to be called a villager. There's nothing wrong with being a villager.
Right.
Because kingdoms are surrounded by villages.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So
I'd rather be a villager.
You
let
wanna
me have
be,
a happy little
a,
life in my cottage.
You want to be a villager, and more of us need to embrace that whole context of being a villager, because the whole kingdom thing is, like Mike said, it's just trying to put value on something, trying to put a level of value on something that's not even close to being that valuable.
It's not,
or that glorious.
Right, real dude. Your phone is breaking up real bad. Are you in a bad area?
I think I am. Hold on 1 second.
Oh, okay. No, but I understand. Okay. I was able to make out most of what you were saying, but
that's all I'm talking about,
man. Like, we got to get out of the fantasy world. I hate to break it to people.
Well, I agree.
Hold on. There is no your truth. There's the truth.
No. Nobody has a nobody.
There's
owns
none
the
of
truth.
These
nobody
people
owns
talk
the truth.
About shit doesn't exist. It doesn't
you
exist.
Got the truth.
It's only the truth. There's one truth.
That's it.
You're right. Ultimately, that's what it's going to come down to, because what else could it be? You know
what
I'm
else
saying?
Can it be?
It's math. You know, it's math and science. It's like ultimately it's going to break down to, you reduce it down to the one. There is the one. That is the truth.
Yes.
There is going to come a time where we're all going to have to acknowledge that. That is the truth, right? And that's what you're
exactly.
trying to do, Mike, is help us all achieve an understanding. And I don't think that you're coming from a place where you know the truth. I think you have your idea and you're leaning towards it, but you're open to the – you're going towards the truth, and ultimately there is the one truth. So
I know
you
that,
know, and you talk.
I'm not saying I know the truth, but I know that this is not the truth. Does that make sense?
Right. I agree with you. I totally agree with you that. And we're all being confused by that. We're all being made to let. We're allowed to be confused by that. You know.
Yeah.
So there is.
Yeah, My father always said, the truth doesn't come in versions. Lies do.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Like, you could tell, and this is something that Amber sent me, this sermon one day. And it was like, you know, when God opens a door for you, I'm not trying to get religious, but we are talking about ultimate truths here. So, I mean, I do
mm-hmm.
recognize that. But
yeah.
When God offers you something and opens a real door for you, it's never a trick involved. When the devil opens a door for you, it's a trick door. It's like, is it door number one, door number two, or door number three? When God creates
you're
a
confused.
Path for you, you don't have to make a decision.
Right.
You know what
God is.
God is
not the author of confusion at all.
You're comfortable in the truth. So when I walk out here calling myself a king, knowing I'm a downtrodden, oppressed Negro in the United States of America at the end of the fucking day, who's just trying to get at it.
You
know what I'm saying? That shit don't make me feel better, bro. But okay, if you a king, where are your subjects? Where's your tax base?
Right.
That's all kingdoms are about. Kingdoms are tax base.
You're right. Well, then maybe we need to abolish that whole terminology then. Maybe that the king and queen thing doesn't have to even.
Look, because it don't mean respect. If I call you a queen, it's probably because I'm trying to fuck. Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
Or you want
it's over you.
You want something.
I'm a married
man. Right.
Don't take that the wrong way. But I'm talking about dudes that pander and have that kind of mentality. See, that's the dudes that's gonna come in the house and beat your fucking kid to death.
But that's the thing women are meant have been you know It's the existence that we've experienced is that men have the power. Whether you're black or white, men still have the power because they're physically stronger. So, you know,
right.
Women seek that protection from a man. But then women have been denied the right to express our own power. And men have denied the fact that we have that power. We have that power,
yeah.
Not over men, but, you know, we have a power of our own. And
well,
so to balance
well,
that
well,
out.
The truth is, it's not that women don't have power. It's that they have power in different lanes, in different avenues. And what's being done here since, like, the late 60s is women have said, I want the same power in the same lane as you as a man. But Mother Nature
is undefeated.
We all need
to have our own lane.
Mother Nature is undefeated. It is set aside that a man be the head of the family. It is set aside that a woman be the nurturer of the family because a man can never nurture like a woman can. Now, how is she going to nurture if he's gone and she's got to do what he's supposed to be doing? How is she going to nurture at her best?
That's right. That's right. That is so true. That is so true.
But you got to stop. But you got to stop.
But a real man, does that and respects the equal nature, the yin and yang of the woman's value to him. See, but some men become intimidated by that, by the equal nature of it, and become overpowering and threatening because they're threatened by their own sense of power, you know?
Yeah.
Because
whenever there's a battle under the roof, a man feels helpless.
I think they're getting confused in a lot of situations, and they try to equalize every situation.
Right.
We give you your equality. Like it or not, we give you a say-so in this. If we're benevolent men.
It's not about you giving.
If we're benevolent
men. That's the problem in the way you said. You give me a say-so in that. That doesn't feel good to me. Like, you don't give me.
Here's a better way to say it. I'll say it in a better way. Mike said, we give you. Here's the truth. For a woman to feel her power, a man who is a leader has to surrender something. He has to say, he says, this one thing, I surrender. It's hers. It's not like giving like, I'm going to let you. It's not like giving, I'm going to let you. It's, hey, this door right here is all you. Like, I'm not even going to bother that. You go ahead. That's what a man should be doing.
It's sort of like it's not just even men and women, but people to people. We determine what you're good at this, you're good at that. And as men and women, we're good at other things.
Exactly.
So between each person that comes together, say, okay, this is where you have that strength, and this is where I do. And that's where we have to learn to communicate that with each other and say, this is my weakness, this is my strength, and this is your weakness, and this is your strength, and this is where we're going to balance it out for each other.
But even in the process of what women call achieving independence, let's just go there. In the process of what women call achieving independence, 9 times out of 10, it was a dude that gave you your job. That allowed you to achieve independence.
I'm so mad at you right now, Mike. You better stop it.
You're mad at me. But it's not
you gotta stop.
500 company leaders out here.
Why is that?
Because we have to empower. We have to empower our women. That's a dude's job is to empower and protect women.
No.
That's what
let's go back to something we mentioned earlier. The reason why it's 90% that you got that from a man is from king mentality. Let me give an example. A king, a boy is born, his daddy is the king, right?
Right.
And his daddy is still alive. And he moves to a different area of the castle. What he has to do is establish with his father and with his subjects the pecking comforter that says, hey, I'm the number two guy. He has to get that done before his daddy gets sickly.
Right.
He has to have that
he's
done.
He's still not going to be a king until his daddy is gone. Still just a prince.
He's still the number two.
He'll be a prince until the day his daddy dies. But he has to get the pecking order and resources in place to establish himself as the next king. It's not just the lie is I'm born as a king. And no, because let's remember there are kings who have stolen their sons.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
That's where the struggle
comes
from, though. That's where the power. That's where the struggle comes from. I have to keep my power.
So the man in his mind is driven to obtain. A woman is driven to sustain. Both have power.
Mm-hmm.
Two different lanes.
Right.
Even from a physical stance, let's say making babies. The man obtains the inertia for life in the womb, but the womb sustains that inertia. The uterus sustains that until it is birth.
Right.
But then a woman becomes incredibly vulnerable when we do give birth because
a woman is always vulnerable.
Well, right, because you know who's going to protect these children, like
your
father. So you depend on the man, the father, to protect the children. And then when you're,
what happened to the Amazons.
Amazons?
People think the Amazonian myth. That's actually a place in Brazil.
All the dudes went off the war and got killed.
Yep. And what they did was
because they're going to go out and leave you for the next young thing that comes around. They're not going to be there for the woman after
that's
the children
the
pass. You know their prime or needing protection.
The
then they're like, okay,
that
carry on.
That's the problem. That you said it right there. That's why most women leave their protection.
Yeah.
Worried about the next young thing out there. That's why because the man on his King Solomon shit, he building up a harem on your ass. You know what I'm saying? Just being what it is.
Are they supposed to stay? Is that what you're saying?
Huh?
Are they supposed to stay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mike.
Absolutely.
No.
If you don't want to be protected, don't stay. I'm not saying you have to stay and put up with
And then you're a subject. And then you're making a woman become a subject to the man.
That's such a modern context, though.
It's a modern context,
okay.
But we're in a modern world. Why are men supposed to remain?
The modern context is that she should not stay. Here's the problem with the man and the man and woman dynamic. Here we go. Here's the problem with the man and woman dynamics. When the so-called new covenant was made and the priest decided now a man is to have but one wife. When the priest decided that, when the Europeans took over all of that area and decided that, women begat an attitude of, I'm not sharing my man, my husband, right? That's fair, but what they don't realize is before that, it would never cross their minds. A woman used to be hold more reverence for a husband who had other wives. It meant he was a bigger protector, more prosperous, and had better hands.
Oh,
it was never
who's
about
winning here.
It was,
that's all about
no,
history written by the winners. Then I don't know about that.
Check it out. It was never about a man's sexual prowess, though. Because let's also remember in that history, in that lesson, if you were a man and you had a wife that was unhappy and she went to the village about her unhappiness, you were shunned as a man. You should
exactly.
only be taken.
Okay.
You should only
okay,
be taken
so
as many wives as you as
no.
many wives as
so
you can take
satisfy.
Care of.
No,
right.
not satisfied.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
It,
take
but,
care of.
But American women want to be the most important in every goddamn thing. Let's just be honest. They want to be the most important.
In every,
so let's just be honest.
Yeah, the Western
let's
woman. Yeah.
And guess what they yep. want you to do as a man? You're supposed to come in and take fourth, fifth place behind her kids that she had from another dude. Let's just be honest. You're supposed to come in and actually put up with my kids come first, and you going to protect me. What the fuck? I mean, what they do that
Mike,
at?
But, Mike, sometimes that's even with,
oh,
the,
yeah,
with the biological. My kids are going to come first because I am their mother. I'm supposed to protect them. So, yes, they come before any man, including their own father, biologically.
I say
which is wrong.
If the father isn't right. Okay, so let's talk
about wrong,
that
period.
Too. I mean, what if the father is not right?
If he's not right, then the mother needs to step in and protect the kids as that layer of protection. But if you with a solid
that's
dude
true.
That's doing what he's supposed to do, whatever he say goes. It don't matter if you like it or not. Everybody don't
but
have
only
to
if
like
he's
it.
Right. Only if he's right. Right.
But if he's handling his business and holding shit down, but technically, back in the day, we were talking about this yesterday, a man puts a seed in a woman. She holds that seed for 9 months.
Right.
That's why they call it
right.
a delivery. Who are you delivering the
yes.
baby back to? That's why they call
oh
it a delivery.
God.
You're not delivering something wow. to yourself.
Whoa, I love
this
you, Mike. This is some truth coming out here.
Back in the old days, old women used to say,
wow.
who are you having a baby for? Who are you having a baby for?
Right.
Am I wrong or right, Adam?
Yeah,
yes, totally
who,
true.
Who are you having a baby for?
That's why when a woman gets pregnant, And a man has, let's say, in a husband and wife situation, they ask the man, how many babies did she give him?
Right. She gave him a
that's
child.
Why they say
she
that.
Did, that's why these words mean something. That's why I'm getting on the
yes.
king and queen. Words
but
mean
when
something.
Men stop, men stop standing their ground and being the protectors as they should be. That's when women started saying that they had to put their kids first. When other men have to come into the picture, Mike, because there's
right.
a divorce.
Right.
Another man came along. I'm not putting him before my kids, period.
Well, because, you know,
but then,
right. They would go off and find another woman
so
and make it
well,
have their
well,
hair
well,
out, but they weren't
it,
protecting
well,
the first woman.
Under,
so.
Yeah, but
in
under,
case,
understand.
You
understand.
You got to wait for
understand
your kids
that when you do that. Right, right. Understand that when you do that, the one man leaves, another man comes in, and you say, my kids come first with that second man, understand that you're doing a second lap in a one-lap race. Understand
right.
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I agree.
Because,
I agree
because
with that.
The,
I understand.
Because the dynamic is this. The dynamic is this. When you say, I'm going to be with this second dude, in your mind you should be saying, look, I'm going to surrender this protection role and this role and that role to this second dude. He must know that, and he must be ready for it, but he must know that. But I'm going to tell these women right now, all of them in it that could ever be listening, if you have kids and you bring in a second man to be up and grow family dynamics with that man, if you do not surrender the position, you are
yeah.
going to spoil that household.
You're right.
You gotta surrender. You have to surrender.
Right.
The position.
Well, that's right. And you got to be able to
honest,
trust that man. I mean, and who's going to do that?
Be,
I mean,
you shouldn't even be without with no dude that you have to put
right.
your kids before. You shouldn't even be going
right.
with no dude that
right.
you put your
well, it, that's why I go back to the whole thing about healing. People are assuming that these people are going to be good, but they're not. You know,
yeah.
they're losing their
right.
power of judgment because they haven't healed
so,
their own trauma, and they're just seeking someone else to be the person they want them to be. To do what they, you know, protect them, protect their children, make them feel better, but they didn't understand what got them in that position. People aren't, there's not everybody's willing to do that. Not a lot, you know.
Yes.
you can't just make somebody be that way.
Yep, that's two laps in a one-lap race, yep.
Well, I'm going to tell you something that fucked people up, and I'm glad this conversation went here tonight, but I'm going to tell you something that fucked people up. And please tell me anywhere in marital vows, in the Bible, anywhere besides the U.S. piece of shit Constitution had slaves when they wrote the motherfucker, that they talk about happiness.
Right.
Happiness becomes the forefront of what everybody wants and expects, and that shit ain't nowhere in nothing. But the fucking Constitution.
Oh, I thought it was in there, like Pursuit of Happiness.
Right.
That's a piece of shit. Hey, Charmin might as well have wrote Pursuit of Happiness on there. Because,
but it's in your own intuition, right? It's your own intuition. You know how you feel, and you know when something doesn't feel good, and you know things that you want to make you happy.
It doesn't
have to be a written law for me to know if something makes me unhappy and it's not right.
I get it, but people with less discernment than you take the pursuit of happiness, and that becomes selfishness. And that becomes
right.
I can do it out everybody else because I feel a certain way and it's going to make me feel a certain way. See, everybody don't know. Everybody can't be empowered. You can't endow everybody with this power that we have. You see what
Amen.
I mean? You
Amen.
Can't give everybody this power we have. People abuse power.
Yes, they do.
Yep.
So when you're not seasoned like yourself, you know what makes you happy. Diane, you know what makes you happy. Real Dude Uprising, you know what makes you happy. I know I like to be happy. I like to smile. I like to experience joy. But it's a lot of other shit that comes that has nothing to do with me that's going to block me from saying, oh, I'm just such a happy person. I had a happy life. I had a life, and I'm going to do the best I could do with this life. But as far as the pursuit of happiness, that's basically a license to fuck people over, including your own kids.
Any person who gets the mentality of putting their happiness as a priority can never fully be happy.
I love that.
Because it's always a priority. Even, you know, and the problem with happiness is happiness is a moment. You can go get a
right.
You can go to the mall, get you a nice outfit and be happy for the moment. But somehow,
right.
some reason, you know, You don't stop shopping. You still keep putting stuff in the closet.
Right.
You're happy for a moment.
Right.
Happiness.
Yeah.
And Western world, the Western world too. This is what I found out. This is studying like traditional
you
families.
Know,
Did y'all know that marriage comes before love?
Yeah. Love grows.
Comes before love. Yes.
Yeah.
That's
sounds
right.
Nothing.
Marriage is a duty.
You mean?
A choice. Well, let me
People
ask you this, though, Mike.
Married
and, I'm a little confused, though, because so is a man supposed to be able to have more than one wife?
That's up to people's different religion. I personally enjoy having one wife, and I feel like I would be a maniac to try to pick up another one because one wife is up enough. You know what I'm saying? Situations going on is not me. But there are certain religions that do that. But Rashina
but
asked
the
question.
Do you think that would work though in this idea that you're you know as far as men you know men the patriarchy being in charge should the patriarchy be able to have more than one wife?
You know,
should they be able to?
Let's say this here.
They already are able to.
What?
I'll say this. The patriarchy.
And does the patriarchy have a say in that or what? I mean, that's what I'm asking.
No. It's Mother Nature. Look, the ratio of women to men in the whole world is 5-1.
Right.
The ratio of women to men is 5-1. So if everybody has a husband, if every woman should have a husband, what does that mean?
Oh, wow. So there's some women left without a husband.
Correct.
No, I'm saying if every woman has a husband, what does that mean? That means that there's men with more than one wife.
You say 5-1. There's five women to one man. Is that what you mean, or what is that?
That's the ratio. That's the ratio of mother nature. More women are born than men. So If every woman has a husband, that means every man has more than one wife. Just Mother Nature. Forget about who thinks it should be. Mother Nature has designed it to say the male can have multiple female mates.
I'm listening.
That's just Mother Nature's design.
In America, what you'll find first, you'll find females being able to have multiple husbands before they'll accept men having multiple wives. See,
right.
All of this is, and this is just promoting
pervert.
But
not at the same time. You're saying men can have more than one wife simultaneously. Women tend to go from man to man to man, not at the same time, though.
Hey, hold on. I got another call. I'm going to put him in. We're gonna try to govern this, all right? I'm gonna let it go. Yo, 314, you on the Big Mike drop.
Look, Big Mike, the ratio ain't that bad. The United States is about 51% black women.
Hey, hold on, who we got here?
It's Pianki. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Yeah,
go ahead, brother.
Like I said, it's about 51%. Black females, about 51% females, black females, about 47% black males, and you got that 1% that don't know what they are right now. But the thing is that you got so many males in prison. You have at least 400,000 that's in prison. And, of course,
right.
That there throws everything off balance.
Yep.
And then,
right,
like
right.
I said,
that
you got those. You got those that's male that seek out other males. So, and then you got some females, but nowhere near as much. So that causes a problem.
Not proportionate, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. At the end of the day, with the locked up males and the males who are male on male, the ratio of women to men actually is still at an increase. The ratio of women still substantially outnumber men, even if you go by race.
Well, yeah, but it's only place that's really this offset is in the United States. Now, you go to some other countries, it's pretty close. You have usually more females,
yeah.
But nowhere
have
an off balance of 3% like you do in the United States.
Yeah, they have to be really, really highly populated nations for that.
Unless it's war.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a lot of the
like China, their ratio was close to 50-50. China.
Well, yeah. Now China, even you remember China was aborting the female babies.
Right.
Yeah,
yep.
Right. They were aborting.
Yep.
Right.
And they just
that,
starting to come out
I'm
of that in the last 5 years.
I'm glad you brought that up because there's actually, and I hate to keep bringing this issue up, but it's almost hard to talk about this topic without bringing up the abortion issue. It's almost hard to do it because so many people in the population, boys and girls, are out of here every day.
Right.
I'm shifting the responsibility to the men. Look, obviously the women can't handle the pressure. Whenever something happens, they gotta kill. So men need to stop getting these motherfuckers pregnant.
Yep.
For real.
Yeah,
start rapping.
Women got to stop having sex with them. That's what needs to happen.
We need to keep having sex, bro.
Let me tell you, women shouldn't.
Okay,
if you ain't going
two people, two to tango.
Well, no, wait a minute. Listen to what I got to say.
That doesn't make sense. Oh,
yes, it does.
That's
well, if you listen
to
what I
got to
say, you see how it does make sense. Because at any time. Anytime the woman can say stop, and anything beyond that is rape, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Once she says stop, you got to stop.
You got to stop.
If it goes beyond that it's rape.
That doesn't stop the inclination of people to want to be close to each other in that way, though. So that's two people wanting to have that type of connection. That has nothing to do with.
Well,
the woman
doesn't have to give in.
Stop. There's a moral, you know, there's the moral thing that is it. Okay, I'm imperative. There's the moral imperative.
Okay,
that should be on both people, not two. I mean, you know,
they're in, they're,
physically,
they're,
emotionally,
but they're in two
both
different
people
lanes.
Want to be.
Well, yeah, but
so
the woman has always
woman
used
say,
that power.
That sounds like a cop out. That sounds like
going
a cop out.
Going back to Delilah and Samson.
You didn't tell me to stop.
Look,
so,
you can go
you know,
back to Delilah and Samson. The woman has always used that prerogative. The Queen of Sheba,
yep.
Cleopatra.
Does anyone know what that is?
You're right. You're right.
Hold on.
And maybe that goes back to speak
that's
to
the
women taking their.
Hold on, Diane.
Them back.
That's the equalizer. The power
yes.
that women don't want to use is actually their true power.
You're right.
Yes.
We're not using it.
Actually,
right.
The feminine is actually your true power. The power
right.
of
right.
being
right.
able to subtly, you know, women have ran nations. Do people realize that women have run some of the most successful nations from their bedroom?
Oh,
do you realize
from the bedroom?
Madam Pompadour was the side piece, and she pretty much ran France. You see
right.
that?
Right, right. God, that's a game, though.
She understood
and the
power.
Reason, and,
she understood
and the
her
reason
power
for that.
Female, the feminine,
and
is
the,
power.
Yep. Yep. And the reason for that is this.
They don't want to embrace the feminine. Oh, we want to go work. We want to roll up these streets.
Wouldn't it be nice if
right.
we just have to play that game, though? You know, like that power game. That's like a chess game. It's like, okay, I'm going to withhold sex, and I'm going to use my feminine wiles, though, to entice you and make you want to see things my way, but I'm not going to commit to having any kind of relationship with you, but we're going to keep playing this game of, you know.
Let me tell you about some
who
other
does
nations.
What.
You know, for instance, in African countries like Liberia, Liberian women was having a problem with Charles Taylor. So they marched in the streets bare breast. Now, that there's an insult. And I'm married to a West African woman. I could not approach her. I had to approach her brothers or her uncles.
Right.
All right. And see, this is the thing.
I hope they were good
for
men.
Instance, when before I let my daughter date somebody or even married, I had done background checks on them and the family.
Were they really good men, though? Or are you sure they were good people that didn't
some
abuse other
were
women
for them.
And things like
some
that?
Some of them were for them. And let me tell you what I told the one. I told them, I say, don't you do nothing to my daughter that you wouldn't want me doing to you.
That they won't
now,
tell you.
That right
that
there draws the line in the sand. That they ain't going to, because they know they're scared
of them.
Well,
they know you're
going to
call them out on it.
The,
exactly.
Well, ma'am,
why
you know,
didn't continue to hit
ma'am, you know, one reason why.
Said you can't do that. So that
what song are we singing? What song are we singing together?
Why was it good enough for him just to not hit me?
Diane, both of us can't
because
talk
I,
at the same time.
What song are we singing now?
Hey, I
got
to. I'm
just saying that men play a game with each other.
Well, I don't play no games. And you know, me, myself, I married my 10-year-old neighborhood sweetheart. When we got of age, I married her and was with her for 38 years. So I don't know these games. Don't know them whatsoever.
But there
and
are
most men that raise families don't know these games. It's these renegades. It's these renegades out here having babies all over the place and hooking up, running from situation to situation. Now, I'll say this. Dating has equated to trauma for women. Do you realize this? It equates to experience for men. Now, everything I've been through, every woman I've been with or whatever, I can put that as an experience. Do you realize why men have the proverbial notch on the belt? Do you realize why they have that? It seems piggish, but this is experience. Men don't sit up and talk about, well, she did this. She did that to me, and she did this, and she got me pregnant, and she left. Dating equates to trauma for women. It's the stupidest shit a woman can do. It's the dumbest shit a woman can do. It's keep dating. It's trauma. Mm. It's not
it's
experience.
It's
that's
power.
Not what I'm equating to trauma. I'll just say that. I mean, that's not what I'm saying. That was my own personal choice and response. I would take responsibility for that. That's not what I'm equating.
You know, it gets so bad that they hit on other women's husbands too.
Look,
they don't know which direction to go.
That's no good.
Look,
they don't know which direction to go.
Look,
because they're looking
the man is the presenter. The man is the presenter, and the woman is the endorser. Remember what Mike said, how the lady ran France from her bedroom? It's because the man is the presenter, and the woman is the endorser. Even in a club scene, the man goes up to the girl, hey, shorty, blah, 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 blah. At that point, she either says yay or nay, she endorses. That is a woman's true power. She is the endorser.
Yeah, you're right.
So what happens is...
And in most women, we endorse thinking that this person is going to be something ideal.
Because they're not careful with that judgment.
Right.
Well, if you throw meat around, you're going to get dogs.
That's the problem with the vetting process. That's the problem. That's where the problem lies, because there is no vetting process, because there is no courtship. It's all sex.
Right.
Everybody wants
to get off. See, women.
Well, it's that goes back to that instant gratification part of our society. We just want it to be this. Whatever we perceive it to be, we want that instant gratification. I want this relationship, and I want it to be like this. So, and we
women
fall
nowadays,
into something that's not good.
Too many women nowadays put themselves on display, especially the way they dress. Like I say, if you throw meat out, you're going to fool around and get some dogs. And that's the way it happens.
Definitely going to get flies.
Well, I get that. And, you know, there's, if you're going to do that, you have to be prepared to answer that when it comes, you know, yes or no. Like you said, you know.
At what point in time are we going to say that we shouldn't be doing it?
I think that this whole thing begs a really great question as for both sexes to say, where can we understand each other better? Because it's not really, you know, there is our nature, and we've talked about this before too, Mike. This is our God. We have an innate. We know what we're meant to be. We were built to be this thing that we are, whether it's man, woman, okay, but we've allowed ourselves to detour from that, you know. So men need to be the God-given men self, and women as well, but we've fallen from that. It's what it seems like to me on both sides. It's not a patriarchy. I think there's a failing on both sides, and that's why this conversation is good.
What if I tell you that the men like Boosie, the men like Dave Chappelle, the men that are standing up and really saying what's wrong and what's going on, the men like Kevin Samuels that are really standing up and saying what's going on, you know.
Well,
in order to take charge, you have to have people that are willing to not submit, but people that are willing to subscribe to the philosophies that people are putting out there. What's happened is
subscribe to another person's philosophy, that's a pretty heavy commitment. You know what I mean? Like, what?
It's really not. Because none of the
when I have my own philosophy, it might be. So,
but
you know another thing, too.
I'll entertain that philosophy and consider it.
Just because a male reaches their 21st birthday, that don't mean that they're a man.
We don't understand obviously what real men are, because when we bring up men, then it's all these secondary line of questioning. Well, is he this? Is he that?
Right.
Is he wrong? Is he this? Like, if y'all really think men are so bad, don't call the police next time somebody fuck with you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you were saying something.
See, that's the thing.
Don't call the pestle. Men
are great. Men can be so great.
Men are great. But men are great.
Men categorize women the same way, too, though. You know, not all women are stinky, meat-throwing women.
Now you mentioned something, too, about abortion.
Women to do what they do. Men have created this society. Men created a society where you can flush the toilet and shit actually goes down somewhere.
Yeah, don't come back. But you know something else, too? If I could say, you were talking about abortion. Black women over a 30-year period aborted over 20 million black babies. 20, that's half your population.
Nazi
look,
numbers.
Look, the number one killer of black people is no longer heart disease and diabetes and high blood pressure.
It's abortion. It's half the average of, what is it? What? It was a heck of a story, man.
That's a lot. I mean, we're not
valuing
our own worth. Yeah.
20 million in a 30-year period.
That's crazy numbers. That's crazy numbers.
That's like 1,200 a day.
That's crazy numbers.
And I mean, there's a balance that has to be found because.
Let's look at
this
other figure.
Yeah.
Check this other figure. In Chicago, and I have to use that because it's number one in doing this. You've had in 147 days, as of October the 25th, 2,567 blacks shot by other blacks. No white police shootings. You hear me?
Right.
2,567 in 147 days.
That's insane.
Right.
That's more than two a day.
I mean, that's crazy. Of how a lot of women are actually over the cities that are reigning over some of these higher death rates.
And you got women prosecutors.
Down Chicago, where these extreme homicide rates are happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's women that are running over these, right? They're over these. I sat here and heard Mayor Keisha Bottoms say we're not going to victim blame when the Jack Shack got shot up, when the Asian sex slave got shot up in the Jack Shack. She said we're not going to victim blame. She stood in front of that. You see what I'm saying?
Check this out. In Chicago, the kids wear bulletproof backpacks, and when they run to school, they run zigzag to keep from getting hit by bullets. That's a shame.
And they do training. My friend in Chicago,
there's an exercise.
And they do training
where they do
to escape a shooter. Like there's not just fire drills anymore. There's like, that's what happens when there's.
It's funny, but it's a shame.
But I guess we all gang up and kick their ass. I'm like, really? I mean, like, how does that work? I see
an instruction video. They grab each strap of the backpack and they raise it up to the back of their head and they run.
Mm-hmm.
I see it.
And they run zigzag. They don't run straight.
Yeah.
They run zigzag.
Yep. I see.
Hey, and this is the United States of fucking America. We're not talking about Beirut, Lebanon. This is the United States of America.
Yeah, but you know, here's the thing. White folks, white people and Nigerians ain't going to take care of that problem. That's the blacks in that area need to take care of that problem. A lot of blacks don't flee.
This is a third world country with a first world attitude. First world.
The political
it could be both. It doesn't have to be just the black people in that area have to take care of it. It could be all people, but
the old people ain't gonna come in there because they'd be hollering racism and everything else. In 35 years, black males have killed 324,000 of another black male in 35 years. Look.
Yeah.
That's more people killed in the Civil War.
People are hurt and angry, and everything's getting out of control. See, that's where I go back to because, you know, and then these people who are doing that, they're kids. They're brought up in this society where this is their experience, so they don't know anything else, and they just keep responding, and they're living in this shallow experience of life. They're not looking deeper into it, to who they are.
Kids are brought up in a society where they're told stupid shit like there are no winners or losers.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are brought up in a society where they're told stuff like there's equality. There's no such thing as equality. There's equity. You can get your equity out of a situation, but there is no equality.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Somebody
ain't no guaranteed results.
Because if it was equality, we would all be guaranteed equal outcome if it was equality.
We would be guaranteed equal outcome. The only equality exists in the math problem. Now you can strike, you can strive, and you can fight for your equity out of the situation.
Right.
And that's your fair share.
Equanimity.
Your, care balance. What you put into it. That's what you put into it. You get back out. That's your equity. That's not equality. Equality is, oh, we 50-50 because I'm here. Fuck that. You're getting out what you put into it. So if you put 20% into it, you get your 20% out of it.
Well, you know, I think that comes from the fact that a lot of times in the past that equality was not returned. So, you know, it should be equally returned so that we can have that equanimity of all. You know, what you could put in, you get back. But there was a time where what you put in, you didn't get it back. Okay? So that wasn't equality. But some other people were giving it back, you know, like the GI Bill. Okay? You could go to war and you could be provided a home when you come back. But if you were black and you were redlined to this certain community in this area, well, you couldn't get it. So you weren't giving it back.
Yeah, but that was about 60 years ago.
You weren't giving that back.
But at the end of the day, if you were a man pissing out his butt, it didn't matter if you got a house because you still weren't equal. You see what I'm saying?
Right. But
you
got shot, you're given that.
Yeah. Situation that happened, and you still have but situations.
But equal duty was given, but not returned. I don't know. I get
America
what you're saying there.
Equality. America has zero concept of equality. It's just a ghost that we keep chasing. It's a ghost we keep chasing that people are never going to catch.
It's a puppet behind the glass.
Well, everybody is not, but a lot do. You got to give that
credit.
I kind of
get what you're saying, I mean, maybe being equal is not.
That's
good.
An
we're
all.
Not, we're not
that's
equal.
An all
There's
racist.
Some people who are better at some things and better at other things, but, you know.
Correct.
I don't know.
Once we recognize that, then we can actually compete against the rest of the world that's actually competing.
That's right. I hear you there.
The only thing
that's sort of a farce.
Look at the Olympics. Most of the Americans making noise were not making noise for competing. They were making noise for not competing for some other reason.
Hmm.
America is getting to a position where we don't teach competition. We cannot compete.
We avoid it.
Right.
We will abort this.
We might not win. What if we don't win? What are we going to do?
We'll avoid it.
Man, y'all, this is a great conversation, and I don't want to continue into 3 hours. We've been on this over 2 hours.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you, man. Like, this is a great conversation. And I think this is a jump-off point to where we can have further conversations in the future.
Let's throw a little solution in there.
Let's throw a solution in there.
I'm going to give a solution. Educate your children.
Mm-hmm.
You go to school, get an education. You get married. You have a family. Have real grandparents and repeat it. It's going to take a while to get back on that good balance because those old enough and experienced it know it works.
It may not be easy, but I agree with you on that. That's true.
My solution would be to go back to the village mentality. Go back to the village mentality. Because if we do, we not only educate our children, we empower and ready our children. We not only protect our woman, but we empower that woman. We not only empower the man, but we bring him back to his role if we go back to the village mentality. This is a nationwide village right now.
And then children are going to be secure. But we have to also – something happened in that village mentality before where there was some type of evil or darkness that was able to seep in and cause some corruption toward people.
It's called feminism.
Exactly.
Be mindful and aware that
is a thing that can happen and call it out. Don't be afraid to call it when you see it. And don't shame and acknowledge
it. It has been abandoned.
It's called feminism. Women bailed out of their position. They bailed out. They didn't want to do it no more.
Well, because some women were taken advantage of by that structure. And then they were not able to step out of it because they were shamed not only by the men, but also by the other women. They couldn't admit it. Like, suppose that man was being deviant or abusive. They
but
couldn't say that because they couldn't speak out of that structure. So we need to normalize that, and that can't be allowed.
I would
say,
you have to validate the woman's role if that happens.
Go back and check the numbers, Don. If you go back and check the numbers do not support that.
I think that it grew.
I don't know about numbers.
We need to go look at the
women
numbers
are
because I think that,
now because there are more renegades and independent women out here by themselves. Women are actually in more danger now than they've ever been at any point in history.
Yeah, they had risk.
You know what? I totally feel that, Mike, because as a single woman who, you know, I own my own home, I work, I have my kids, but I have men that say the most, that think that I feel vulnerable. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't like
you
being
had risk.
A single
you're
woman.
Unspoken for,
yes.
Because you're unspoken for. If somebody was speaking for you, you wouldn't feel that way.
That's exactly right. Exactly. And I meant to say that even earlier, Mike. But you got to find the right one.
We got to stop teaching young girls that unspoken for is the way to be. These girls don't have no game. They get it. They get it caught up.
That's the village mentality.
I love this conversation, y'all. Oh, my gosh, I love y'all.
Sad to sit back and watch it because we try
all
to tell
of that
you
is against the village mentality.
Wanting to make you feel bad. No, we don't want to make you feel bad. We want women to feel good. Men want to make y'all feel good in more than one way.
Well, but women
but
don't want to feel like they want to feel like they're the only one, though. We have to talk about that whole options for men, though. That's a deal breaker for me. I mean,
that's been the deal breaker the whole time.
We got to talk about that.
Hey, compete with them and stop making the man feel bad about it.
There you go.
Oh, my God. All right, to be continued. To be continued, Mike.
That's what's going on anyway. That's what's going on anyway. Women are competing with women.
That's what we have. How would men feel if y'all had to compete? You know what I mean? Women have the same power.
We do. Men do compete, but we're cool with it.
We have to compete for survival. We have to compete for survival. Do you realize that around the group? Hold on.
Yeah.
Do you realize that when you're dealing with men, it's always a low-level threat of violence between men?
Yep. Always.
That
do you realize
the
first thing I'm learning is how I could kill each and every one of these motherfuckers to get out of here? Do you realize that?
God.
That's how men think.
Kind of, yeah. I do. Okay.
Hey, men are from Mars, women from Venus. That shit is true.
It's so normal that men aren't even tripping about it. It's so normal that men aren't even tripping about it.
Wow, that's crazy. And see, I don't relate to that. Like, yeah,
you
because I guess we
to.
Depend on y'all to do it.
That's why,
you know what I mean? Like, we depend
on
men to do it.
That's why you don't hear a true man. That's why you
but
don't ever hear a true man
that,
using the term. That's why you don't ever hear a true man using the term toxic energy when he talks about other men.
Correct.
Hmm.
It ain't toxic.
Wait, why?
It ain't nothing that can't be neutralized.
Right.
Holy moly. We have to have another conversation about this sometime because I got to learn more about this.
We appreciate y'all for calling, man. Real dude uprising.
Oh, awesome.
Diane, I appreciate y'all, man.
Love y'all. Good night.
Hey, love y'all.
Good night, Renata.
All right.
Night.
All right, bro.
Bye.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Man, I'm sweating, man. I'm like, yo, man, this shit making me hot. Hey, y'all, I appreciate y'all for joining the Big Mic Drop. Ray put the question up, and we still couldn't get it in. What if the man leaves the family for another woman? Shit happens.
That does happen. That happens.
It happens. There's nothing we can really do about it.
It happens often.
All I'll say is compete. You have to compete. It's not, you know... We seem to be in a time period where we don't want to compete, and we have to. I'm glad this show wound up the way that it did because it started out real somber.
It was a good show, yeah.
It started out real somber. You know, rest in peace to the young kid that was dead and didn't really get a proper burial. or anything like that. But I hope this mama burn in hell along with dirty ass Paul Wall. No disrespect to the real Paul Wall, but you know why I'm saying this. But I appreciate y'all. Ronnie, you got any last thoughts?
Good show. My thoughts are, because the grandmother made the statement that she wished she had adopted them, is CPS going to give her the opportunity to now step in and take those kids into her home, or are they going to be a part of the system?
I will say this. Those kids would go to the state, and I would send them kids to a foster home. I wouldn't send them to anybody
right.
in that family. I wouldn't send them to anybody affiliated with that situation, because those
right.
same people sat back and watched for a year.
Right.
That's my thoughts on
it. That was my only question and concern is, like, are they going to allow her to now at this point, after turning a blind eye for so long, to step in if she wants to?
She shouldn't be allowed to see him anymore. She ain't want to see him through the whole time anyway. She shouldn't ever be allowed to see those kids. Talk to them, see them, nothing. I hope they can stay together, but if they can't.
I do too. That's my concern.
But at least they're out of that situation, because they were together in that situation.
Yeah.
So
right.
at least they're out of the situation. That's the most important part to me.
Definitely.
Yeah. Ronnie, I appreciate you. I appreciate
Good
you.
Good night, Mike. It was a great show.
Good night. We'll talk tomorrow. We got to do that.
All right. Sounds good.
All right now.
Yeah.
All right. Bye. All right, y'all. This show over with. This show over with. I keep hitting the wrong buttons. But, We'll chop it up, man. I'll see y'all next Tuesday. Don't forget to hit like, share, and subscribe on this video. This has been a hell of a conversation. Join us on the Big Mic Drop for more of these mind-boggling conversations. These are thought-provoking conversations, and we do that for a reason. It's your boy, Big Mike, signing off tonight. Peace. That shit got kind of crazy, man. Yeah. Big Mel. Man, what up, man? Man, cooler. What's good with you, bro? Oh, okay. Yeah, I appreciate you for calling in, man. That is you, man. Yeah. Right. Yes. Yeah. Because you still get that.